Welcome to the Self-Care Society podcast with your hosts, Celia Williamson, Ashley Kuchar, Louis Guardiola, and Carrie Shaw, a podcast devoted to those whose job it is to help others get or remain mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, but who also need to take care of themselves.
How we're going to do this? By first showing you the filtered, pretty version of success, and then the real struggles, real work, and raw grit it took to get there, how they took care of themselves and also achieved their goals while doing it.
Together, we will work with you to improve and maintain your internal health and growth while helping you achieve your external goals and your next professional achievement in life.
And we're excited to show you how to follow your own individual and unique path and achieve the dreams you have while taking good care of yourself. So let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the Self-Care Podcast. I'm Isabel, and today we are going to talk about how to deal with a breakup. This was a topic that was requested by one of our members, and I'm glad that it was, because this is something that most people will go through at some point in their lives. Just like any topic, breakups are unique to each situation, whether it be the circumstances or reason for the breakup, or the relationship itself. We're all different, so our experiences are too. But that doesn't mean that the solutions to our challenges don't have some universality. While we are all unique, and yes, what helps us will differ between people, we're also all human, and there is a science to what makes us feel better. Personally, I find that comforting, knowing that my experiences are specific to me, but I can listen and learn from others still when seeking guidance or support. Let's start by talking about what's happening when you endure a breakup. Whether you're the one who broke up with your partner or they broke up with you, there's most often a lot of pain involved. Not only the inevitable heartbreak that we'll all face in life, but also the pain of self-doubt, wondering what you could have done better or why this happened. Questioning if you were at fault, and if you were, why you made the choices you did. Maybe it's self-sabotage. You struggle with fear or uncertainty that what you have in that relationship is real, secure, and healthy. The people in relationships or when dating who do have this habit of pulling back before things have a chance to really start are often going through an invisible and internal struggle that they may not even be aware of. Maybe they haven't had a healthy relationship modeled for them in the past. Their parents had an unhealthy relationship, and that led to trauma and an instinct to protect themselves from what they perceive to be an inevitable result of being in a relationship. It takes a long time to unlearn what you've been taught or witnessed your whole life. So if this applies to you, I hope you'll be patient with yourself. Take the time to reflect on common trends you see in yourself when you are in relationships and why those trends occur. Remember that even through the pain of that heartbreak, it may not be your fault or your partner's fault. Having compassion and the ability to empathize even after the relationship is done, no matter how badly it ended, can be healing for both parties. Even in these cases of self-sabotage, the person on the other side of things may struggle to understand. Why did they break up with me? Did I communicate too much or too little? Did I come on too strong or not express my interest well? Is it because I'm unattractive? Was I too independent, not independent enough? No matter what the doubt is, I think we all find something in ourselves to criticize. It's healthy to reflect on your choices, and it's necessary for growth. Maybe there is something that you need to learn from that relationship. And you absolutely should learn when you can, because it will create an opportunity for your next relationship to be stronger. But don't lean into criticism. Lean into reflection. Reflect on your actions, but don't chip away at your self-love or compassion. You can recognize areas that need growth without tearing yourself down. Maybe the breakup had nothing to do with you. That takes time to recognize, but it may be true. If it was your fault, which is also possible, then learn what you can from it. So what do you do after the breakup to help with those processes? After a breakup, prioritize yourself. Take some space by trying to avoid that person for a while, online or in person if you can. Set boundaries that allow you to heal. Make plans with your friends, family, or yourself to do things that you enjoy. Plan hikes or coffee dates with friends, whatever it is that helps you relax. While it's healthy to reflect, it's also healthy to make sure that every minute of every day is not spent ruminating on the choices you or your partner made. Too much thinking and you may get stuck in an endless cycle. You can also make sure that you're making healthy choices. Eat well, sleep enough, and try to avoid things like drugs and alcohol if you're using those things to help deal with the pain you're feeling. While this is the more superficial level of self-care, it's still crucial. While you explore your past traumas and address the demons that are coming at you in your mind, it's so important to know that your body and your space is taken care of as well. Take that bubble bath. Relax. Get some essential oils, whatever it is that helps. Just don't lose sight of the other work that needs to be done for the deeper and more lasting self-care measures. You need to have some balance in these. Remember that whatever you're feeling now won't last forever. In time, you'll grow to recognize that, relationship or not, there will be good days and not so good days in life. While you may feel upset or angry, make sure to express your feelings in healthy ways. Talk things out with your friends or a therapist, even. Focus on yourself. And try not to feel embarrassed or concerned about how the situation looks to others. It's not about them. Another thing to note is that being the one to end the relationship doesn't necessarily make the decision any easier. And if someone broke up with you, it's important to respect their wishes and their boundaries. If you ended it, then you should also respect whatever boundaries your former partner creates as they process things as well. With time and support, you'll pull through and come out of it even stronger. There's also the feeling, as you're getting older, that you're a failure because you've reached a certain age and haven't found your life partner yet. Maybe it's the anxiety of wondering if it's too late for you to have children one day, or it's the feeling that by now something should have happened. If you are experiencing those kinds of anxieties, I recommend talking to someone about it. Whatever you identify as in terms of your gender, you can be tested for your fertility. And a specialist can help you determine what your timeline is if you'd like to have your own biological children. The first step is a simple blood test. Take measures to ensure that you are doing some smart family planning. If having a biological child is important to you, then this can give you more answers to help you determine the best way to do that. They can help you come up with a plan that works for you and your vision. And it is true, if you're in your 40s or have low fertility, you may need to open your heart or mind to other options. Adoption, a surrogate, or other forms of treatment. That can be a hard thing to deal with. If you're in that position, then I encourage you not to race against the clock and force yourself to lower your standards in a partner to suit your timeline. You have options that are safer for your mental health. You just have to be open to them. The last thing that I want to remind you all of is that you don't need a partner to be the best version of yourself. And if you think that you do need a partner to be the best version of yourself, then that's something that may require a deeper look. There may be work that you need to do on your own to make sure that you don't fall into a relationship where you are too dependent on your partner to an unhealthy or unsafe extent. In extreme cases, that can lead to manipulation, abuse, and a very real threat. It's better not to be in a relationship than it is to be in an unhealthy one. When I think about relationships, I never, ever hope to find my better half or find a person who completes me. No way in hell. I'm a whole entire person on my own. In a relationship or not, I know that I've taken the time to become independent. I'm smart, capable, and can be happy alone. That doesn't mean I never want a relationship, but I recognize that I will never need a relationship. No one completes me because I complete myself. Entering a relationship isn't about two halves becoming a whole. It's about people choosing to love each other and support each other because it feels good to share burdens and joys with another person. That's not to say that you never need support from your partner. Sometimes you do. Sometimes your partner can give more than you can on a given day. But it means that in the big picture, beyond the day by day, you don't need that romantic partner to survive. Overall, you can take care of yourself. You don't need to, but you want to. You want to be around them. You want to lean on them. And you want them to lean on you. That's what makes the fear of heartbreak worth the risk. Knowing that if that person does hurt you, leave you, or fail you, you will be able to pick yourself up because you've never needed them to survive. And now that you're single again, you are still taking care of yourself because you deserve that love and care that you can provide to yourself. In the next relationship that you enter, you have new tools and experiences to make it even healthier and more fulfilling. It's a cliche to say, but breakups are a new beginning, whether it's opening up doors for a new relationship or for a new journey of self-love. The post-breakup, quote-unquote, glow-up, as they say, doesn't have to mean appearance-wise. It can mean that now that the relationship is done, you have time to revisit the roots of your own self-love and growth. And that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening.
That concludes this week's episode. And remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care.